deep, deeply. Why? There is something, a special something. And try to realize this and then sing this song.
This song, written by Shri Narottam Thakur, actually is expressing his deep feelings from his heart, the separation which he is feeling from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And with melted heart, these words are emanating from his mouth. So he's saying, Gora Bahu Na Bhajiya Mainu. Oh, alas, I'm so unfortunate. Fie on me. Why? Because I could never worship or serve the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Gauranga Hari. So, by not doing so, what has happened? Prema ratana thana hilai harainu. I lost that wonderful jewel of love which Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu came to give so mercifully. What happened? I simply lost it. Why? Hilai. I neglected it because of my own faults, because of my own mistakes, not being sincere. I lost that wonderful jewel of love. Then, adhane jatan kori dhan teyaginu. And what was that mistake which I was committing? That I could not get the benefit or fortune to serve the lotus feet of Gaurichandra? Adhane jatan kori. I was endeavoring, I was making efforts, but for what things? That which is not wealth, that which is not eternal or permanent. I was endeavoring for the temporary happiness of this material world. And in order, by doing it, I was giving up the true wealth, which is the love and affection of the lotus feet of Sri Gaurichandra. Apana karama dushe apin apani dubinu. No one else is responsible for this. No one is to be blamed. Why? Because the Lord has made so many arrangements by sending so many sadhus and coming himself. But I never listened to them. I never took the opportunity of that sadhu sangha and changed my life. My own faults, my own karma, my own fruitive actions and bad habits is the cause of my degradation. Satasanga chhadi kainu asate vilas. I left the good association purposefully, knowingly. And what did I do? I was wandering in the pleasure of this material world, which is completely false, which is a road of thorns. But I was traveling on this, thinking that this is the real enjoyment. Te karani lati loje karma mandha paas. And because of misusing my own independence and enjoying the material world, what was the consequence? What was the result? The result was this endless chain of birth and death. The trap of the strong bondage of the karmic reactions have trapped me eternally in this material world. Vishaya vishama vishu satat khayinu. And what I was doing, thinking it nectar, I was drinking the strong poison of this material enjoyment, sense enjoyment. Gaura kirtana rase magana na huinu. And because of being intoxicated and completely overwhelmed from this poison, which is so dangerous that it just not only kills me once, but this poison of material sense enjoyment is killing life after life after life and dragging me or deviating me away from the real path. And because of that, I could not join or participate in Gaur Kirtan. The sadhus, they're always the devotees of Lord Gaur Hari, they're chanting his glories, and I miss that. I could never take part in that chanting, in that sadhu sangha. So realizing all these misfortunes and his degraded position, Srila Narottam Thakur now takes a deep breath and he says, ha, what's the use of my life? for what my life is still there, why I'm sustaining my prana, why my breathing is still going on, why just for some material sense pleasure, is that the goal of my life for which I've been given this human form of life? So he's regretting and he is again and again condemning his wretched position, and in this way he's humbly trying to pray to receive the mercy of Sri Guru Chandra.
You thought deep meaning of this kirtan and compare with your life and then learn something. What is the essence of this kirtan? Narottam Thakur is what? Bahut hi
lamenting.
He is lamenting so much. What I am doing? I have lost my this human life. Krishna came himself in the form of Shashi Nandan. And Bheji, easy path he told. By Sankirtan, in high association, can give you eternal happiness. But what we are doing opposite? You are not associating. We are associating. Oh, with great interest, with Mayabadi, with Sahajiya, with Vishayi.
Sense enjoyers.
And we are very far away from these things. What? High class of yesterday. They are happy, enjoying this world. But what it is? Nothing, zero. Adhane jatana kari dhana tyagini. Why you may come late, daily late? Don't make late. Adhane jatana kari dhana tyagini. Kriparam Prabhu. What is it mean? Adhane jatana kari dhana tyagini. We should know what is real wealth and what is poison. But we are thinking opposite. We are thinking poison to be wealth and wealth to be
poison.
Opposite. By taking poison we will die. We will be very suffering. We will suffer. What we are doing. We are like Vishayi, most of us. Vishayi. Sometimes we put tilak, sometimes we can take Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. But we are very interested to this worldly wealth, money. We don't give more time in Krishna bhajan. moment of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sankirtan, with love, which will give you eternal bliss and eternal happiness and real wealth. That is love of Krishna and Radha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started this moment for this, that I am explaining the object of our life. It will be. But we have no faith at all. Sometimes I think that I should not come to Western or Eastern country. I should stop my preaching. Traveling and preaching, and I should continue my Christian movement. Hare Krishna always. Because I'm saying that all are neglecting. Very rare are taking serious. So I want to do it. But again I remember the words of my Gurudev and my subsequent line of gurus. Narottam Thakur, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Rup Goswami Mahaprabhu. Again I come. Again I think that I will not come. Bhakti Vinod Thakur also. Oh, why I am preaching this Nagar Sankirtan and Jharu Namhatta. I should stop. But who could not stop? Because they were merciful.
Causeless merciful.
You know, for you all, your Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Swami Maharaj, how he was suffering? He suffered lot till his life, end of his life. I think that he was given poison also, and so many things. So you should try to realize all these things and try to join Krishna Sankirtan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Follow this. Gaur Premanande. Name? Communion?
Initiation.
And Dakshina of afterward.
Class at college.
After class. I should begin my class something. Because only today and tomorrow. Mirandhasya Jnanam Jana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Vancha Kalpataru Vyasya Kripa Sintra Vyayivacha Patitanam Pavane Vaishnavibhyo Namo Mahabhadannaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurashya Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Tadale Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Bhaktyavihinaya paradalakshay Shiptvasya kamaditaranga madhya Kripamai tvam saranam prapanna Vrinde namaste charna Yang prabhrajantam anupetam apetakrityam Dvaipayuno virahakatar yajuhav Potreti tanmaitaya tarvo vinedu Tam sarvabhutaridayam Tavai vasmi, tavai vasmi Najivam tvayavina Iti vigyay radhe Tannayamam charanam I have told so many things, explaining the object of our life. What should be our object? And I told that topmost prayojan is a love like gopis. This is the highest goal. And for this only highest goal, Krishna in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sachinandan Gaur Hari, he came. He traveled whole India here and there. He sprinkled mercy even to mad elephants and tigers, bears and all. In Srimad Bhagavata it has been told, Prayena Alpa Aisha Sabhya Klasmin Yuge Jana Mandas Mandamatiru Mandabhagya He Upatita. Also it has been told, Labdhva Sudarlabham Dham Bahu Sambhavan Manushyam Arthadam Anityam Apihadhira Turnam Jateta Napateta Anumrityuda Nisheshaya Vishal Sukhal Sarvatasya. What Narottam Thakur had sung, or in this very sloka is that, Labdha Sudurlabham Vidam. By the causeless mercy of Krishna, we have received, he has managed to give a human form, intelligence, very beautiful, strong body, like boat, very strong new boat. He is also merciful to give a very qualified, high class of guru. He sent on your door, to your door. Guru came to your door to help you. And also association, good association. Time to time he is giving. This is favorable wind. And having all these things that Krishna has given you, these favorable things to be happy forever. And if you are not utilizing properly, then you are what? Self-killer. Killer of his own and others also, both. You are hearing, and hearing, but not for me. Sometimes lust comes to you and covers you. Sometimes worldly desires comes to you and covers you. Some bad societies come and you think that this is favorable. I think among all enemies, uncontrolled mind is our biggest enemy, and that you are fault. You cannot judge what is good and bad. And thus losing your whole life. Oh, Krishna was suffering much, a lot of suffering. And that is why he came to our door in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the form of Nityananda Prabhu. He went door to door. Oh, begging, what? Once he should tell Krishna, once even, Jathashtam re bhrata, Kuru Hari Hari, Dhanam Manisham, Tato Vasansaram Bodhitaran Dayu Mailavi. I am responsible. You should chant once Krishna and you will be liberated and happy forever. And if not, then I am responsible for this. At least one time you should chant. I want this baby. Not money, no wealth, nothing. I want. But you refused. We are refusing. Sometimes giving what that I will, but never doing. If doing with so many desires, covered with so many things. So be careful. Our life, this life, very costly. But there are so many desires. So Srimad Bhagavatam, it has been told, Manda, so Manda Matayo, Manda Bhagya, he upadvijat. What? Manda means?
Lazy.
Oh, what is the explanation? Manda, so Manda Matayo.
Manda Bhagya Upadvijat. In this iron age of Kali, men, they have such short lives. They are lazy, misguided, unlucky, and above all, their minds are always disturbed. So here this verse is explaining that in this age of Kali, that we have so much energy to pursue the objects of the senses, to enjoy different types of sense gratification. But when it comes time to take seriously to sadhana and bhajan, then we're very lazy. We're misguided. We're being misguided by our senses. We're being cheated by our mind. What to speak of so many charlatans in the form of spiritualists. Unlucky. Why? Because, as Gurudev has said, by Krishna's mercy, that sadhu, Sadhguru is coming to our door. Not that we have to run to find, but Sadhu is running to us and giving mercy, giving so much kripa. But how unfortunate we are that we cannot take. Very nice pastime here in this regard. But we
Sumanda Bhatayo.
And the mind is always disturbed.
Sumanda Bhatayo. And Manda Bhagya. Always suffering. Always suffering. They do everything to be happy, but not happy. Oh, they saw a very beautiful lady, very beautiful. They were attached so much. And she cheated, weeping bitterly. But yet, oh, we are poor.
Pursuing
another. She is kicking from behind. But yet, or like donkeys, we don't have any relation from it. So in this sloka also it has been told. Labdhva suddhavitam vansha. We hear and we are, but don't follow. This is the thing. So we should follow the process to have object. What object? Krishna prema. Like Gopi prema. This is very costly. We'll have to give up everything for this. Or so many persons very eagerly came to me. I want to do bhajan. Please help me. Oh, I have come to for this object, to help you. Oh, I want something in dakshina. You should give your hairs and I will give you Krishna prem. Oh, they, oh, what? Oh, please.
Not possible for me.
Oh, for not possible. I cannot give this. Even this sin, what are these?
Symbol of sin.
These are maila of, sorry.
Dirt
of our body. If you cannot give your hair even, and you want Krishna prem, oh, what is this? You are cheating Krishna. You are cheating Gurudev. How it can be possible? You will have to give everything. It has been told. Krishna bhakti rasabhavita mati priyatan kutopi jadi labhyate. Tatra laulyam api mulya veikalam. Koti janma sukritirna labhyate. Try to hear at attentively why here and there, what? Discussing now.
He said that we should not use flash.
Yes. Don't do. You should try to take my instruction. You are not taking instructions and that is why you want to take it. By this Krishna prem will not come. But by artificial things, for sure. I want to take it. Don't advertise Krishna prem. If you advertise, it will go like camphor. So you should be very careful for this. So if I tell, oh, you should give your bad desires to me. Prabhu, I cannot do. But even I want Krishna prem. If bad desires are there, anarth are there, offensive things are there, how you can? Your Shraddha is not real Shraddha. What is Shraddha? Begin from Shraddha. And it will come from high class of association. Shraddha comes from hearing and hearing. If anyhow this rare Shraddha has come in your heart, but not Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha of Mayavadi, Dharmadhvaji, Dharmadhvaji, you know?
Imposter. Imposter.
More louder?
Imposter.
Importers.
Imposter.
Imposter. What meaning?
Cheaters in religion.
Only they tell, oh, this is dharma, dharma, dharma. But not actually falling. If anyone is doing the association, coming in the association of that class of person, how he can gain bhakti? He can get that. If anyone has attained this Shraddha, even what is Shraddha? To serve Krishna. Desire to serve Krishna. Even it has come. But not associating with high class of devotee. Only karmi, vishayi, jnani and others. Like and for this, also Shraddha will
disappear.
Disappear. At once. So be very careful. Anyhow, you are very lucky and fortunate to come in the association, hearing so much. So, Srimad Bhagavat and all Shastra are telling. So I began Bhajan Rahasyam in where?
German.
In India.
Kartik or before Kartik? There in Puri.
Puri Kartik.
Kartik month. Bhajan Rahasya. But only two chapters I could finish hardly. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is explaining. For Shraddha, anyhow it has come. But if you cannot maintain your Shraddha and it disappears, then you are losing everything. Why we are losing? Why we are losing? Because we are not properly using our intelligence to remove our unearths. We should know our unearth, unwanted things, and try to get rid of these unearths very carefully. If you are chanting something, if you are hearing something, but not trying to get rid of these unearths, nama prath and all other things, then your Shraddha will go, even it has come. So you should know what are anartha. And I have explained, and by email everywhere it has gone. I explain 4 kinds of anarths. Sarup Brahm, Asat Krishna, Hriday Daurbalya, and Aparadha. Very dangerous these things. Sarup Brahm, can you?
Sarup Brahm means illusions relating to spiritual life, and there are 4 different types of Brahms or illusions. One Brahm is the illusion about the nature of our own self. The illusions about the nature of our own self, such as that we think we're this body and this mind, or we may think that our soul was with Krishna and now is coming to the material world. So many illusions, and also illusions about the nature of Bhagavan Paratattva Brahm. Also, Sanat Sajya Brahm, illusions about the nature of the goal, of the ultimate goal of life, and the process by which to reach it. And
oh, Maya. Let him go. Bolo.
Satatte paratatte cha.
Satpur shlok bolte hain. Hindi bolo.
So, anarthas are unwanted things are 4 types. Illusion 4 types. Sarubhram.
What is Sarubhram?
Sarubhram means who am I and who is Krishna and what is relation between myself and Krishna? I don't know. So it is called Sarubhram. Asat Krishna. All living entity, constitutional, they are eternal servant of Krishna. So our desire must be to serve Krishna. But other than Krishna, we are hankering for other things. It's called Asat Krishna. Hriday Daurbalya.
Why it came?
Because it forget Krishna.
Because we now think that this body is myself. And the relative things are mine. And by this, we can be happy. If we can collect anything for body, money, and other things, by this I will be happy. And if my relatives will be happy, I will be happy. We forget Krishna, and now we are doing so. Oh, this is Asat Krishna. Asat Krishna is bound to come. Then Asat Krishna. Then
Hriday Daurbalya, weakness of heart. We know we have heard from Guru and Vaishnavas. If we want to be eternal happy, then we have to surrender ourselves, the lotus feet of bona fide Gurudev. We have to maintain 4 regulative principles. We want that, but due to weakness of our heart, we could not maintain properly. Sometimes we are maintaining, sometimes we could not do so due to our weakness of heart. When weakness of heart is there, then offense bound to come. The offense also so many types, like seva aparad, nama aparad, dhamma aparad, etc. So unless until we not surrender completely the lotus feet of bona fide Gurudev and not always being in bona fide association, we are not able to get rid of all these things. So we have to be in always good association and surrender ourselves the lotus feet of bona fide Gurudev. And by his instruction, if we continue our practices, then we can overcome for all these things. Then we will be eternal happy and we can realize our own sarup and then we can serve Divine Kapil.
What is Hridaya Daurbalya? So try to know. Hridaya Daurbalya means weakness of heart. How? When we knew that oh, this body is myself, dehatma buddhi. And then it came that, oh, they are my relatives, they are my friends. No? It came. But anyhow, your friends are thief. Oh, Mahabhishai.
Sense enjoyers.
Sense enjoyers.
Even they worship for sense enjoyer, to enjoy senses. Whatever they do, do for
their enjoying.
If anyone has friend, bosom friend, and anyhow he became Mayavadi or atheist, but even he comes to our door, in our house, we respect him. Because his friend, our friend tells that, I want to be in your house for some day, at least 1 week. He became very happy, gave shelter, and discussing only what? Atheist. And the effect came. Effect is bound to come. And he lost his faith, desire to serve Krishna. What happened? This is weakness. Relation, worldly relations, makes us weak. Oh, any friend came. Oh, friend. Oh, take one glass of
wine.
No harm. I take daily. I feel so much happy. Oh, I have left it. Oh, no harm. For one day you should take. Oh, yes, you are telling, requesting. So I... Oh, and he took. This is weakness. You tried very hard to not become lusty. Very beautiful girl came. Oh, I love you. Oh, I don't like. But I love you. I love you. I want to serve you, to please you. I love you. Oh, no cause. What? Causeless love. I only want to serve you because I love you. Oh, she's telling.
Again and again.
Again and again. Oh, I kissed. Though I am renounced. And after that, you know, Maya came. Oh, this is weakness, heart weakness. And by this, what came? Oh, Mahaparad. You are bound to do offenses to your Gurudev. Because you are disobeying him. He has told you not to do all these things. But you are offending. You are doing so many things against Krishna and devotees. You cannot check yourself. Thus, involving in this world. So first try to obey Vaishnavas, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Narottam Thakur has told. Srila Rupa Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has told. Srila Sanatana Goswami has told. He is like what? Endless merciful. Causeless merciful. Vairagya Yoga Bhakti Rasam Apayan Manu Bhikshu Mandam Kripanu Bodhirija Paradukha Dukhi Sanatanastam Ashtana. So you should follow all these things and be happy. So you should be very careful not to mix with Mayavadi, Vishayi, Dharma, Bhajya and all others and try to give up all your weakness of hearts, anartha, unwanted things, aparadha and all other things gradually. And chant Harinam. You will see a very shown Krishna Prema will come. At least, taste will come. Then asakti may come. Very soon. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told. In second adhyaya. So it has been told everywhere like this. Also it has been told. Satang prasangam mama virja sambhidau bhavantarita karnara sayana katha tajyosana tayasu apabarbhavatmani sadharati bhakti anukrameshyati. Like this. Oh, satam prasangam mam virya sambhita. Always be in high class of santa who have engaged their everything, whole senses and everything. Falling uttama bhakti. And discussing what? Oh, powerful, sweet pastimes of Krishna always. And it is coming like tasmin mahan makhritam madhuvaisharitra. Madhuvaid, cutting, who cuts the worldly attachment. Sweetness, attachment. And who is he? Krishna is he. Madhuvaisharitra, very powerful. His all pastimes are very powerful. So always discussing these things like Rupa and Sanatana. Giving one pyala to cup to Sanatana and Sanatana giving one cup to. They are mad in Harikatha. Like Mahaprabhu and Swarup Damodar Raya Ramana. Sitting whole night went in a second weeping and weeping bitterly. You know? So it should be like that. Satang prasangam virja sambhidau bhavante ritkarana sayana katha. So much sweet things comes in that prasanga of Krishna. He killed Putana. He killed Aghasur, Bakasur and all. He was playing in the new forests of Vrindavan with cowherd boys. Why he was cowherding? Because there he can freely meet his friends gopis. To give chance and to relish high class of rasa, to take a bath in that. So these sweet pastimes. I think that Mahaprabhu was 24 years in cave, discussing day and night, weeping, sometimes jumping in ocean, sometimes here and there. You know all these things. But this sweet pastime, very powerful. And by hearing this, anyone can be like Raghunath Das Goswami. He drank that rush, one drop from the mouth of Sarup Damodar and second cup from the mouth of Rupa and Sanatana. And he became totally mad. If you want to be like that, oh, hear Hari Katha. This is the mercy of a sant, really. You cannot please by worldly flowers, worldly what?
Gifts.
Gifts, presentation, clothes, sweets, and other projects. If you can give pure heart and your dear, this ears. Oh. He wants only that you should give him.
Your ears.
He can make it pure and he can give that ocean, drop of ocean,
bhakti
ras in ears. You should prepare. Satang prasangam varjya sambijau bhavantarita karanarasayana katha tajosanat asu apabargvat. If you will drink one drop of that, then apabargvatmani, this will give you to be in the line, in the marg of, in the way of apabarga. What apabarga? All the works were gone. Apabarga. Apagata, barga. Barga means artha, dham, kam, and moksha. These barga. They are bound to go. And then what will come? Oh, very soon, Vaikunth will come, and you will pause. Then Ajodhya will come, you will pause, not seeing here and there. And then you will pause, and will reach very soon to Dwarka, Golo, and Dwarka, and you will, 1.8, and you left, you give up Dwarka, and Mathura will come, you will do pranam. You will take bath in Vishram Ghat. Oh my all unwanted thing, you should take Vishram here and let me go to Vrindavan. In this way. And then you should go to Kesi Ghat. And then taking bath and take the darshan of Govinda Dev with Radhika there. So, apavargvartani, first Shraddha will come to desire to serve Krishna will come. Association will come. And the sadhan bhakti will come of uttama bhakti. And this after that bhav bhakti will come and then prem bhakti. So you should try to follow all these things. I think that I wanted to tell so many things, but in a moment our time passed. Now it is 7. There is also drama play. I think that you should play all drama with me of this, and you should drink of that nectar of Harikatha and follow me. Don't cheat me. You should give me words like Nityananda Prabhu wanted. This will be the highest gift that we will do bhajan. Will follow totally as you are telling. You should know that I am telling same thing. Oh, like your Gurudev, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami. I am telling same thing, like Rupa Goswami. I am not qualified like them, but even I am like a letter distributor, like postman. I'm coming to you door to door. You should give me this gift that you will chant and you should be like that. Never be weak. Don't be weak. Always more than thunderbolt. Don't associate with that element, Vishayi, Jnani, Karmi and others. And thus you should be in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Kirtan movement and be successful. Gaur Premanand.
Hare Hare Krishna. So now we will be ready for the performance.
On the 20th.
2nd of December 2001 in the evening in San Diego. Hare Krishna.